Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon, June 29th. After some time in recovery, I picked up a blueprint for progress, Al-Anon's guide to taking a searching and fearless moral inventory, Step 4. I was well aware of many character defects, and I was eager to be free of their hold on me. But I didn't expect so many questions about my character assets. Again and again, I was asked to recognize positive qualities about myself. It was frustrating. Why waste time on things that already worked? These assets hadn't kept my life from becoming unmanageable. Obviously, they weren't worth much. My sponsor suggested that my resistance to this part of the step might have something to teach me. He was right. Eventually, I realized that my assets are the foundation upon which my new, healthier life is being built. Refusing to recognize them just holds down my self-esteem. As long as I see myself as pitiful, hopeless, and sick, I don't have to change. I knew I was ready to feel better about myself, so I gathered up my willingness and listed all the positive attributes I could find about myself. I felt much better about myself ever since. Today's reminder. Today, I will acknowledge that I have many positive qualities, and I will share one or two of these with a friend. All progress must grow from a seed of self-appreciation. The Dilemma of the Alcoholic Marriage, from the book Courage to Change. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.